Our scripture for today comes from Luke 6, 17 through 26. As Heather prefaced already, we're reading actually the Sermon on the Plain from the Gospel of Luke. I'll be reading chapter 6, verses 17 through 26. It says, "He came down with them and stood on a level place. With a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, the coast of Tyre and Sidon. They had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases, and those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all in the crowd were trying to touch him, for power came out from him and healed all of them. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, 'Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you, revile you, defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in the day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is where their ancestors did what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets.'" This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, we love you and we thank you for today, for a time to be in worship together, for a community of faith, Lord, that serves you and helps those who are hungry, who are poor, who are without home. God, may we look to do these things as you have called us to. May we do them in humility and love and grace at all times. God, I ask that you speak through me and in spite of me this day, that your word might be proclaimed and we might hear what you would have to say to us today. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen. So in Jesus' day, many people thought the kingdom of God was like a club. Only certain people could pay the price of admission. Only people who had the right connections could get in. For example, your family heritage could open the door for you. It doesn't happen today, but maybe sometimes. Maybe if you were born as a child of Abraham, a member of the nation of Israel, then the doors would be open for you. You are one of the chosen ones. There's also a thought of another way to open the doors to God's kingdom was keeping the law of Moses. The laws passed down through Moses were established to help the nation of Israel honor God and live as a holy people, but over time, the law of Moses continued to gain more and more laws and rules, and 613 later, they were just hard to keep, pretty much impossible. Even Paul confessed that he could not keep even those rules, 613 of them. It was a club that would have no one in it. For all have fallen short of the glory of God. That type of place and club and rules was not what Jesus was going for. It's not what Jesus envisioned. He wanted a club to which everyone on earth could belong. But still, it would be a club that would have certain attributes of its people. This morning, we're here on the Sermon of the Mount, the Plain from the Gospel of Luke. So in today's scripture, it starts off talking about how Jesus came down from the mountainside and stood among his disciples and the crowd on a level place. He didn't stand above the people and talk down to them or claim that he was any better than them, but spoke to them plainly on a level place. A reminder that we can trust Jesus to be absolutely on the level with us every step of the way as he walks with us, as he talks with us, as he goes with us wherever we go. Jesus is with us, beside us, on a level plane, coming down to us. And as he came down to the people, he began teaching them and healing them as they were gathered. He began teaching them of these certain attributes of what it means to be a follower, and what it means to be, quote unquote, blessed. Now, among the crowd, there were probably acres and acres of people gathered, and people from all different walks of life. There were most likely some wealthy people there and some poor people there. There were some hungry folks there and some full people. There are some young and old, a variety of races. Maybe some were needing bodily restoration, some love and affirmation. Some, that kind of rhymed. That's pretty cool. Some worth and value, some freedom from voices telling them they were unwell or unworthy. Some needing healing, others who were considered failures. There were probably some successful people curious about who this Jesus was. In fact, it probably looked kind of like, well, the kingdom of God. Jesus knew they came for the same reason, the same quest. They all represented the same thing, seeking God to give them life, true and abundant life, and they would find it in Jesus. And so as ministry was beginning, and Jesus had just called the 12 disciples, the 12 apostles, and he had just called them all, and they were gathering, and this is one of the first things that Jesus tells them and teaches them as they are beginning their ministry. Jesus says, "Blessed are you who are poor and hungry, weeping, hated, rejected." We looked just a few chapters back, and I preached on it a few weeks ago when I actually preached. Jesus spoke to these words from the prophet Isaiah, that God has anointed me to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim the release to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free. And here we go again, Jesus repeating those words in a different way. The Sermon on the Plain begins much like the Sermon on the Mount from the Gospel of Matthew. But we notice that it's briefer and edgier and with a sharp U in comparison to addressing the multitudes. You see, Jesus was, even as the crowd was gathered, Jesus was speaking to his disciples, to those who he was going to be doing ministry with, who would be following him, who would be walking with him in this journey. The word disciple means learner. Surely us gathered here and all who have been claimed as Jesus's disciples regard themselves as learners, being taught daily by the Holy Spirit. Being a learner, Jesus reveals for us his own values and makes explicit the specific details of his mission. It's a call to action, a call to the life of what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. I'm sure as Jesus began to teach that day, there were some who overheard Jesus speaking to his disciples who thought to themselves, I don't know about this. There may have been others who were in the crowd who were like, oh, this is good news. Sometimes we think of hearing the words of Jesus and believing in the scriptures, and we've been so infiltrated by so much online kind of or on TV type of theology that we think that the only way that we hear these words of the Bible is to think of those words like, like from the Jeremiah 29:11, that God has plans for us to prosper and not to harm us, to give us a hope and a future, and that we will, like in Revelation, that we'll all be victorious and we'll all inherit all these blessings. And the Beatitudes and blessings and woes challenge us to ask, what is it that we really value? What is it that we reject in relation to faithful Christian living? You see, Jesus begins his sermon on the plain with good news to those who are on the fringes, who have maybe mostly received bad news. All of this, the states that Jesus mentions, hungry and poor and hated and rejected, are for those who have hit rock bottom. He doesn't say that it's happiness to be hungry or mourn or impoverished. But he says that in the future, when God's kingdom comes on earth as it is in heaven, you will be satisfied. Jesus came in weakness and humility to save not the proud, but those who admit they are too weak and too small and that they need a savior. Not those who think they are the savior, for the fulfillment of the demands of this sermon will not be the outcome of personal effort and resources, but of divine grace. And so when occasions come, and which they do, when one experiences a challenge, we know that God's promise of blessing comes through love and grace, and that we're all going to need it at some point in our life. This reminder that God is with us, and there's nothing we can do to earn or lose his love that he has for us. And that even when things were going well and there were crowds gathered, Jesus knew that it wouldn't always be like that. And there would be moments when we would need those reminders of what it meant to be blessed in spite of the denial, despite the hardship, despite whatever may be going on in our life. Friends, none of these really make sense, especially for us who mainly sit here comfortably today. But Jesus was really shaking things up, as Heather said. He was turning the values of the world upside down. This is good news for us to know and to take to the world around us, to take to those who we encounter, who are going through hardships and troubles. There are some people who are going to be disappointed when they get to heaven. There are folks who have had all the successes of the world that they can achieve. They've had all the pleasures that they can have. They have all the possessions. But we know that none of this will really mean much when you're in the presence of God. The kingdom is about a different kind of life. A life surrendered to Jesus. A life given to the one who created us, who loves us beyond anything that we could do for ourselves or even for him. God gives us meaning to our life. And God accepts us just the way we are. Blessed is the God. Blessed is the in the kingdom of God, the one who is, the one who seeks the brokenhearted, the one who gives strength for the weak, the one who gives food for the hungry. May you know that God walks with you on the level plane, no matter what you're going through, no matter where you are or who you are, God is walking with you today. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, we give you thanks for the ways in which you do indeed walk with us, the ways in which you give us hope, the ways in which you feed us, the ways in which you supply for our very needs. And Lord, when things are going not as good as we hoped, we know that we can lean upon you, who walks with us and talks with us, who calls us your own. God, may we find our blessing not in any of the things of this world, but in our relationship with you, who provides all that we need. Lord, we love you and we thank you. It's in your holy name we pray. Amen.